Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Tuesday Prayer Line where we pray for the children of the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're so grateful that we could call upon your mighty name, your holy name. You are Lord, you are God, you're the King of Kings, you're the Almighty Father, no God great like you. And so, Father, you said parents train up the children in the way that they should go, so when they are old, they will not depart from your word, O God. In the name of Jesus, we are grateful, Father, that we could say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Father, we are grateful that you watch over us morning, noon, and night. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are so grateful, Father. In the name of Jesus, you said, children, obey your parents in all things, for this pleases the Lord. Hallelujah. So, Father, your word says, Ecclesiastes 12:1, remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near, when you will say, I have pleasure in them. In Lamentations 3:27, it is good for a man to bear that he bear the yoke in his youth. So, Father, we are so grateful, Father, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that according to Isaiah 54:13, all your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of the children. Father, we thank you for this is the day that you have made. We are rejoicing. We are grateful. We are so glad that we could call upon your mighty name. You're the great creator. And Lord, I thank you that you put one of us in the name of Jesus. You have plans for us. You have plans for your children all over the world, in Asia, Africa, Australia, North America, South America, and Europe. You know every child. You gave each child a different fingerprint, different footprint. And Lord, I thank you that you know when they say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, what a mighty God you are. We honor your presence. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are holy. You are righteous. You are the King of Kings. Nobody's greater than you. Nobody's holy than you. Nobody's mighty than you. And so, Father, we thank you for what you're about to do in the name of Jesus for every child throughout the world, in every continent, Lord. We are praying for peace, peace in those war-torn countries. We are praying, Lord God, for you to keep them safe, oh God, in the name of Jesus, protected under the shadow of your almighty wings. Nothing by any means will harm them. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Before leaving the earth, oh my God, what a mighty God we serve. He gave us instructions. He gave us directions. He gave us laws. And most of all, he said to love him with all of our heart, with all our soul, with all of our strength. And then he said, make sure you love each other now. Make sure you love other the way you want to be loved. So we thank God for each of you coming on today with us on the children's prayer line. God is an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's the holy God. He's righteous, and he is for our name, and that he called us. He chose us. Yes, he loves the children. Yes, he does. He said, allow the children to come to him. Don't stop them They are a part of our kingdom too. So don't just put them on the bench and leave them. Don't put those gadgets, those electronic gadgets in front of them. No, let the children come to Jesus. Let them be able to hear the word of God as well. So when the word gets down on the inside of them, it will stop them from sinning. You know how the word is. It says, you know, study. So we got to teach them the word. Genesis, teach them those scriptures that apply to children. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. Colossians 3, 20. Children, obey your parents in everything. You know, instead of them just sitting and worrying you all day, put that scripture in front of them. Let them memorize the scripture. Let them learn the scripture. Let the word be written on the tip of their heart on a daily basis. Don't stop the children. The children, they need to be taught the word too. So when they grow up, the word will be written in their hearts, and they will not sin against the Most High God. Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome. Today is March. Please forgive me. March 6th, 2020. Rejoicing, and we are so grateful for this day. Father, in the name of Jesus, the babies we pray for, baby Chloe, baby Revere, baby Devin, baby Carmelio, all children that we pray for on a daily basis. I thank you that the children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, are blessed and highly favored. They are well. They are giving you glory, praise. They are raising holy hands, little tops. They are raising up in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Well, we have some children on today. It's going to be singing. We have Adelie on, and I know her brother Trey will probably be singing with her. Good afternoon, Adelie. How are you?
Good. How are you? My name is Adelie Duncan, and I'm 5 years old.
Man.
Hi. I'm
just going to sing, Adelie.
I'm going to sing with a little like mine.
Right, go right ahead.
This little light of mine, I'm a little light of shine. This little light of mine, I'm a little light of shine. This little light of mine, I'm a little light of shine. And it's one little light of shine. This little light of mine, I'm a little light of shine. Shine, shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, let it shine, 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 let it shine. Let it shine, Jesus can rise. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus is alive. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, and we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In the power of the glory, and thine is the kingdom. Amen. In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. God for you. Hey, God for you and your brother, your baby brother. Hear him singing too. Thank God, Father, for her father, her mother. I thank you for the whole family, grandmother, her grandparents, her uncles, aunts, cousins, the whole family. Draw the whole family closer with you. Keep them healthy and well. I think that she's trained up in the way that she should go, so she will always be faithful to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, we love the children. And we are grateful for the children. We have a mother-daughter duo with us today. We have Jana and her daughter. So good afternoon, Jana. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm Johanna. I saw your ear.
Old.
Okay. What are y'all going to sing?
You want to sing, Johanna?
Yeah. I'm going to sing Baby Jesus.
Go ahead. Start
okay.
singing.
Baby
Jesus,
by the Bible, tell yourself. Let's turn in a handyman. They tell me when Jesus comes. Yeah, Jesus loves you. Yeah, Jesus loves you. Yeah, Jesus loves you. For the Bible, tell yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Johanna. That was so beautiful. Amen. Father, I thank you for Johanna. I thank you for her parents. I thank you for her grandparents, her aunts, uncles, cousins. We thank you, Father God, that she's being trained in the way that she should go. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that your word is written on the tables of Johanna's heart. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that she's obedient for her parents and those who have rule and authority over her. Keep her safe, keep her healthy and well. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen. We thank God for you, Johanna, and your mom, Jana. We thank God for you all coming on with us. Well, it's time for Joe and Mr. Julia. Good afternoon, Mr. Julia. How are you and Joe?
Good afternoon. Amen. It's a new day. I'm very happy to be on the air today, and I'm glad that we're here praying for the children all over the world. And today I have Joe Taylor. But before Joe Taylor come on the air, I would like to read a scripture coming from 150 songs. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of power. Praise him in the mighty acts. Praise him according to excellence and greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery in the harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbal. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbal. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Amen. Now I have Joe Taylor. And
my name is Joe Taylor. 720. I'm going to pray today. Louis God, I'm going to pray to the Lord. Give God and the Lord our summer warmth. I'm going to land down in the path of the Lord, my God. I live, pray, my different name. Lord God, I'm going to follow the Lord in my heaven, my God. In the Lord my summer warmth, I'm going to land down in the heart, in the praise of God and the Lord. Pray, my different name. Lord God, in the prayer to Lord God. Give God and the Lord in the prayer to Lord God. I'm going to stone, the rain, stars, the sun, the moon, the bird, cloud, the water, snow, and the God and the prayer, the Lord God. Amen.
Amen. And sing us a song.
Oh, yeah. Come on, sir. I'm going to face me slow. I'm going to slap your hand. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Praise. You say, come on, church. Let's praise the Lord. So we don't say this little verse of, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey.
Lord, cover under your blood.
and don't break the circle. Uh-huh. In Jesus' name, amen.
Kind of good.
All the time.
Kind of good.
All the time and all the time.
God is good.
Amen. Thank you.
To Julia and Joe, her nephew, we thank God that she has trained him up in the way that he should go. Father, we lift up Minister Julia and Joe. We thank you for the whole family, Lord. We thank you for covering them with the blood of Jesus. We thank you that they are healthy and well, that they are keeping their eyes fixed on you like never before. We thank you for Minister Julia's children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren. Bless them like never before. Keep them healthy, well. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you all so much. Love you, Joe. Love you, Joe. Love you, Joe. Thank God for the children. Amen. Amen. Well, we have baby Chloe is on today. I don't know if she's asleep or what, but she's on with her mom. We prayed for baby Chloe a little bit earlier. Mom, is baby Chloe there? Sleeping?
Hi, Sister G. No, she is away getting ready to go pick her up, sister, from school. Oh, you know what? She ran into her room.
Okay, all right. We love you, baby Chloe.
Thank you.
That's all right. That's all right. Well, we're going to put you back on mute. We love you all so much, Father. I thank you so much. For Michelin, my spiritual daughter, we thank you for her daughter, Chloe, who's now 3 years old, who's growing up with strength from on high. Lord, we thank you. You said to whom much is given, much is required. Much is required of her mom and her dad, her sister, Lord God. They're bringing baby Chloe and her sister up in the way that they should go. We ask you to bless her mom as she go from place to place, even as she's a nurse. Taking care of other people, Lord God. We thank you that you are taking care of Michelin and her daughter and her other daughter and her husband. Bless the whole family in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. We thank God for you all today. All right. Well, it's praying time. It is praying time. We got to pray today for the children all over the world. We have Minister Julia, Minister Vivian. She's leading today. She's the host today of the Tuesday prayer line. So good afternoon, Minister Julia. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Praise God.
Well, we're going to pray today. You ready to write your list down?
Yes, ma'am.
We have Sister Lanny. We have Bishop Jones. We have Jana. We have Sister Marion and me.
Who have the Bishop Jones?
Deanna, his daughter.
Deanna.
And D-A-N-A, Jana. I'm sorry, we can't hardly hear me. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
And we have Marion, Sister Marion.
Okay.
You I didn't hear you.
You call Deanna and Jana, right?
I only said Jana.
Okay. Okay, gotcha.
Jana and Marion.
Yes.
And Annette.
Oh, just Sister Annette, I need I did put you off mute. Thank you so much, Sister Nett.
Praise
Thank
the Lord.
You.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Anyone? That's it?
As I can tell right now, but if anyone else come on, I'll let you know.
Praise the Lord. Well, praise the Lord for everyone that's on tonight. Praise God. Thank God for his goodness and mercy and his grace that has brought us here. Hallelujah. And we come in no other name but the name of the Lord to lift up the children before you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, for your grace that, oh God, you have spared on, oh God. We thank you for every voice that's going to cry out, oh God. for each child. And we give you all the glory, the honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. So we have Sister Lainey. Let's start off with praying for the children that has been kidnapped and have not been found yet.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you're such a precious Father. We love you so much. We thank you for this time of prayer. We thank you for all the people who have sacrificed this time to be in your presence for children. We're lifting up children who have been kidnapped and they're still missing. God, we pray for their safety in Jesus' name. We pray, God, that wherever they are, you've provided angelic assistance. You provided some adults who care about them, who will give them a place of rest and safety until they are reunited with their families. God, we pray for those who had a mind to do this, to abuse the children this way. We pray, God, that you will cause them to repent, cause them to rescind any negative things they would want to do with and to them. We pray for their protection from them and from anybody in the vicinity of them that would cause them harm. God, we lift up the parents of the children, that they are steadfast, working with prayer and with hope in you, working with the authorities that have become, that are available to help them locate missing children. We pray, Father, that you're connecting all the dots so that these children will soon be back home again, safe again. We thank you, Father, you said to let the children suffer, to let the children come unto you. And we have abused that and began to let the children do things for our own selves, in our own name, for our own selfish things. Well, we repent of that. We stand in the gap for those who have abused them. We repent for them, and we ask for your extension of your grace and your mercy, even right now, Father, that salvation will come to them, that you will send ministry to them to know that what they have done is inappropriate. And what they are doing is against your heart, that says to love the children and protect them rather than harm them. And God, we pray this prayer in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that everything that the enemy has tried to design to hurt those children, to put them in harm's way even greater while they are away in this situation, God, we pray for divine intervention. Hallelujah, that you will send help, that they will somehow discern by the power of the Holy Spirit to move through the angelic assistance to whisper in their hearts to tell them that they are loved and they are valued and that they will not lose hope, but that some sense of training at some point or some sense of knowledge they've learned from someone who was of faith will remind them that they are valued in your eyes and valued in ours. We pray this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Bishop Jones?
Amen.
All right. Thank you. Can you pray for children that have gotten hurt in the church, the pastor's children?
Amen. Amen. Well, I may have some background noise, so I might be limited on how much I can go today, but I'm listening. I will pray for them. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the children, Lord, that fall under leadership in the church, especially pastors and their children, Lord, who are directly in the way of fire. Lord, those that would attempt to hurt them, those that have been hurt, Father, we lift them up before you today. We ask that you would restore, replenish, touch their little lives, God, touch their minds, oh, Father. Lord, that they would recognize and even allow them to get the wisdom and the knowledge to know that because of the anointing and the call that's on their parents, Lord, that their lives are affected by that. So we lift up these children to you, oh God, and ask that you would bless them in such a special way, Lord. They didn't volunteer for it. They were born into it. And so, Father, we pray that you would touch their little lives, touch their minds, touch their hearts, cause them to go forth with power and knowledge and understanding, O Lord, as time go on in their little lives, to know that this is a part of the assignment to their lives and for their lives. Oh, God, some of them have been brutally hurt by words, by people's mouths, by things that they've said concerning their parents because of the call on their lives. So we lift these babies up to you today, and we ask you to, God, supernaturally intervene on their behalf. Father, that you, by your spirit, by your word of truth, oh, God, would touch their little lives. We lift them up now in the name of Jesus and ask for a divine touch from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
I forgot to ask if Obadiah and Mandela was on with you. I forgot to ask you that.
They're not on just yet, but I'm hoping to hear their voices in a few minutes. They're in Texas.
Okay.
I'm in Louisiana.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. And there's
all right.
One more person. Vivian, there's one more person. I recognize their number. It's a 904-916. Would you like to give your name? I don't recognize your number.
Oh, this is Sister Dorothy from Crapper. I'm listening.
Thank you, Sister Dorothy. We appreciate you.
Enjoying it.
All righty. Sister Jana, pray for children that are being abused in the home.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come today in agreement, Heavenly Father, to pray protection over these children that are in homes that are violent and unsafe, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask that you send the right adults and other aspects of their lives to guide them to safety, Lord, their teachers, their mentors, their guidance counselors, even strangers on the street that will see them being mistreated, Heavenly Father. But, Lord, what I want you to do, Lord Jesus, I thank you for keeping their mind, Jesus. Keep their mind on you and let them know that even though this is happening, there is an out, Heavenly Father. Do not let them give up, Lord Jesus. Let them persevere through this, Lord Jesus, and allow that parent that's doing that, Heavenly Father, to realize that it is wrong, Lord Jesus. Allow them to stop midway and just repent to you, Lord Jesus. Allow those children to hear your word from someone that know that you are our protector. You are our healer. You are our comforter. You give us peace. You're our Prince of Peace, Lord Jesus, and I claim that on those children, Lord. Those are babies, Lord. You want us to act like children, the innocence of them, Lord, and we know that the angels are going to protect them, and when they get older, they'll be able to use this to speak life into other people, Heavenly Father, because they're going to survive, Lord. In Jesus' name, they're going to survive. They're going to be survivors. They're warriors, Heavenly Father. They're just the devil's attacking them in the home because their story is a great story, and he's trying to break them down. But I rebuke that in Jesus' name. And, Lord, just send extra angels their way, Lord Jesus. Send extra angels to comfort, to be there, Heavenly Father. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Sister Mary, pray for those children that are in hospital rooms with heart disease.
Okay, you mean Sister Marion, right?
Yes, Sister Marion.
Yes. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now, Lord God. I bring all of the babies right now that are in ICU and the NICU unit right now, Lord God. I pray for all of these babies right now, Lord God, that are struggling right now, Lord God. I pray and ask right now in the Saint Jesus' name, Lord God, that you cover them with the blood of Jesus, healing anointing over their bodies right now, Lord God. Touch and strengthen their parents right now, Lord God, to deal with them as they sit there and watch them in the incubators right now, Lord God. I pray for the nurses. I pray for the doctors right now, Lord God. Give them a patient spirit right now, Lord God, to deal with and work with these babies right now, Lord God. Most of these babies are fighting for their lives right now, Lord God, and I'm praying that you and pleading the blood of Jesus over them right now, Lord God, healing anointing over their little bodies right now, Lord God. And I'm not only praying for the ones that are in the NICU unit, I'm praying for all of the babies that are still in the womb right now, Lord God. I'm praying right now for the parents, the mothers that are carrying the babies right now, Lord God, healing anointing over their bodies right now, Lord God. Let the babies be nourished and come out healthy right now, Lord God. Healing anointing over all of our babies right now, Lord God, from all sickness and disease right now, Lord God. Cleanse them right now, Lord God, with your blood right now, Lord God, and cover them with the blood of Jesus. Healing anointing over their bodies right now, Lord God. And you right now, Lord God, you have the last say. No matter what the doctors say, Lord God, you are Jehovah right now, Lord God, and you have the last say. You can bring any baby back from whatever condition they're in right now, Lord God. And a prayer for healing anointing over all of our babies, unborn and born right now. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Sister, and then can you pray for the children over there in Gaza and all the war-torn countries, Russia, all those places where the war going on, that they a place for them to stay, that they are being taken care of?
Excuse me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we love and praise, we bless and honor you today, God. We exalt your name. And Lord, as I come before you, I touch and agree with the prayers that have gone on before me. And I pray for the children in the war-torn countries, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the children in Gaza, Russia, and any other war-torn Haiti. Lord God, we just cry out, Lord God, for your mercy and grace to abound toward the children. Oh, God, have mercy upon the innocent children, Lord God. Father, you know everything. God, we ask you, Father, to let mercy engulf them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that there would be people who are compassionate and merciful, God, that they would try to provide a place for the children in the name of Jesus. Father, a place where they can have food and shelter. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just ask you, Lord God. Father, we know that there are some safe places in these environments. And God, we just ask you to make a way for those kids to be safe in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for their well-being, Father, in the name of Jesus, that fear would not overtake them, but God, that they would see that they are being provided for in the name of Jesus. So we just ask you, Lord God, to loose laborers, Lord of the harvest, send forth laborers across their path. And God, we just ask you, make a way of escape for them, Lord God. Don't let the enemy triumph over them. And we cover them with the blood of Jesus, Lord God, asking you to preserve their lives, Lord God. We pray that the trauma, Lord God, Father, what they're going through, that it would not rule over them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just cry out, oh God, on behalf of the children. And Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over them, we do pray, oh God, that you deal with their hearts and minds, that they would accept you as Lord and Savior. And Father, even their parents and those that are in that environment, that this would be a time that you would be glorified by them coming to know you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. And we ask you to give your angels charge over them, God. Keep them. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Sister G, pray for the children that labor with ADHD.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing in all the children. You made them perfect, oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
Father, we ask you to feed the children healthy meals so that their mind is in balance and they're getting the nutrients they need for their brain, the brain food that they need. We thank you, Lord God, that they will be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, high intelligent. Oh, God, that they will no longer need a label on them. And we thank you that they are brilliant, highly intelligent, and that they know your name. But most of all, you know their name. We thank you for giving them the meals that they need, the fruit, the nuts, the seeds, the vegetables, the vitamins, the vitamin D, the sunlight, the exercise they need so that their brain function at 100% capacity and that they no longer have to be labeled. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Father God, we pray for the children in the name of Jesus, Lord. That parent bringing them across the border, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they don't be separated from their parents. And it takes long time for them to find their parent again. Father God, we pray that parent will have more consideration of their children instead of just trying to get in the country to leave their children any place, oh God. And children don't know where their parents are. So, God, we plead the blood, oh God, over these children and over the parent, Lord God, that, oh God, they keep their children with them and not just leave them to try to get back, to get through or whatever they are trying to do, Lord, that their love for their children, for them trying to say, is more important. Because your love for us is more than important than anything, God. You said you had loved us with an everlasting love, God. And God, you said you would never forsake us, God. And if you love us this much, God, how much more we are supposed to love our children, God. So we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that these, oh God, that have little ones with them, oh God. And Lord, I pray for all those that are pregnant as well, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they, oh God, will not just leave their children any place, oh God. Father God, that they have a love so deep, oh God, they'll think about you, Lord God, how deep your love is for them, God. And God, oh, Father, yes, Lord God. And Lord, they'll look at that child and say, I love you more, I love you more, I love you more than anything can even ask or think, oh, Father God, because you have loved me. And as we celebrate this season, God, of you, Lord God, your love is what has done it for us. And, Lord, we, oh, God, we pray, oh, God, they will recognize it's your love that have given them a child, oh, God. Oh, yes, Lord God, you opened the wound and gave them a child, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and they're going to love this child, whatever, and they're not going to leave it any place. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we go back to Sister Lainey. Come against the spirit of abortion.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are life and you are wholeness, you are happiness, you are peace. Yeah, all the things that bring us hope in Jesus' name, hope and make us not ashamed. And, Father, we pray for the young ladies that will consider abortion because they feel like they are not prepared. They feel like it's interfering with their life or they, whatever the reasons they have decided to abort a child. God, I pray that you will change their minds and help them know the value of life. You are life, hallelujah, and you give it life. The enemy is the one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but you've given us life and that more abundantly. God, I pray for these young women, because young girls, because they may not have been taught what is right. They may not have been taught what is something the scripture says that some things are lawful but not expedient. God, we pray that they will understand what it means to take a life. Only you, the one who can give life. And so, Father, we ask for your grace and your mercy. You are sovereign, God, in total control. You are always in charge. They need to hear a voice from you. and they won't hear from you without people who know you, who know what your principles are, know what your purposes are for a child, know what your plan is for a child, and get them in position to operate in power. They don't see the value because they may not have been taught. Oh, God, I pray for divine intervention for those young girls that when they talk to doctors, mothers, preachers, people who are people of faith, they will give them your side of the story of what life is truly for. God, in Jesus' name, I pray that you will send ministry to them. In Jesus' name, I pray for the benefit of the child, that you will hold back the darkness so that the children will have a chance to come to life and have a chance to know you and have a chance to serve you. I'll have a chance to be a product of the earth to your glory, which you said that we were all made for your glory. Father, the divine intervention that is necessary can come in any form that you design because, Father, there's nothing too hard for you. So we pray, God, that whether the children are in school with counselors, are at church with counselors and preachers, are in community organization, whether those who can advise them, that they will give them the right advice. But more than anything, Father, we pray that they will hear truth. My God, in Jesus' name, we pray that they will hear truth. Ah, God, and let every man be a liar. You be the only truth that's really real. Help them to know what truth is, what truth looks like. Give them courage to make the hard decision to go forth. And we ask, God, that you'll forgive them for the process if they were not in a marriage situation where they felt like they were going to be embarrassed and looked upon and pointed at. God, give them courage to go through. If they made that decision, that you can help them come through as pure gold in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. God, in Jesus' name, we pray for their friends and other people who are people that are influenced with them, that you will send the right people in their path, not only protect them, but to protect the future life of those children in Jesus' name. God, we ask for this all in your precious name. Now we pray, God, against all the satanic influences that will come to cause them to want to go in the opposite direction. We pray, God, that the blood of Jesus is against them, against the plans of the enemy to cause the children to fall into this trap, which can put them in a mindset of abuse for years and years and for sorrow and for regrets for years and years. Hallelujah. We pray, God, for their protection as they go forth to make these decisions. Cause them to change their mind. And we ask for this, Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Bishop Jones, pray for those that are behind prison walls that they will forgive themselves and accept the Lord.
Amen. Father, we thank you for the young people, Lord, who may be incarcerated. Father, and we ask, oh God, that you would, even in that time of isolation, that you would provide them with wisdom and knowledge, cause people who are true laborers in the gospel, Father, to share this word of truth with them, that their lives would be impacted, Father, that nothing happens by coincidence. You said all things work together for good to them that love you and are called according to your purpose. And what the devil meant for evil, Lord, we pray your glory that you would transform lives even in an environment that appears not to be conducive, Father. We pray that by the power of the Holy Ghost that your presence, your very Kashana glory would shine up on them, O God, and that they would hear a rhema word, a word that would impact their lives, that would cause them to realize that you have purpose for their lives, that you have designed and predestinated their lives to glorify you in spite of. And so, Father, we give you glory now that you are strategically setting up people who will yield themselves for the purpose of reaching those that are incarcerated, those that are in bondage, that's in captivity. Lord, that by your word, by your power, by your grace and your mercy, they'll be set free. And not only will they be free, O God, but they'll be free to go out and lead others to you, to proclaim your word over other lives. And, Father, we give you the glory for it. We thank you for all that you're doing in this season. We ask these and all blessings on their behalf. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Sister Jana, pray for our young people that they will not be slow, for they have a willing to go to work.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just ask that the children who's here on this earth, that's able, that's physically fit, that's able to get up and work, Heavenly Father, we just ask that you put in their minds, Heavenly Father, in their souls and their spirits, the passion to do things and get things done, Heavenly Father. We rebuke procrastination, Lord Jesus. I ask that you just instill in them work ethics already, Heavenly Father, that they can use, they can see in their self, give them the self-confidence to know that they can do it. Or if they don't know how to do it, they can learn how to do it, Lord Jesus. I ask that you have the right guidance in their life, Lord, to show them how to do it, Heavenly Father. Because a good example is amazing for a child to see, because they mimic everything, Lord Jesus. Even the teenagers that don't want to agree, they still mimic after good role models, even bad role models. But, Lord Jesus, just keep them, keep their mind on you, Lord, and let them want to do everything through you, and let them know that you will give them the strength to get things done. You will give them the knowledge it will bring to them to get things done, Heavenly Father, and just allow them to intake that and to know what to do with it once they start working, Lord Jesus. Let them be responsible. Let them be empathetic, sympathetic to others, Heavenly Father, because they need all that in the workplace, Lord Jesus. Don't just let them think that they're entitled, Heavenly Father. Let them know that they will have to work and learn, Lord Jesus, and just keep them in perfect peace, Lord Jesus, while they're doing it, Heavenly Father, and keep the right people in their life, the employees that they work with, Lord Jesus, because that's important as well. Let them, let their light shine. And if they don't know you, Lord, if they work with someone, let that person introduce you to them, Lord Jesus. Just keep it full circle, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Lord. And I thank you for letting them have that mentality of go-getting, getting what they need, knowing that you'll allow them to do it. They could pray about it. People could pray for them, Lord, but allow them to have that self to do it. Through your will be done, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Sister Marion, pray for those children that oppressed and depressed.
Heavenly Father, I bring our young people before you right now, Lord God. The devil is so busy attacking our children, our young people right now, Lord God, with depression, with discouragement right now, Lord God. And I'm praying and asking your son Jesus' name that you remove any issues of depression right now, Lord God, any suicidal tendencies right now, Lord God. Let them know that God loves them right now, Lord God, and he loves them no matter what their conditions or their circumstances are. All they got to do is call on the name of Jesus whenever they feel depressed, whenever they feel discouraged right now, Lord God. Let them not listen to all the negative media, social media stuff, Lord God, to discourage them right now, Lord God. Let them know that they are beautiful inside and out right now, Lord God. Remove that stigma of suicide away from our young people, away from our children right now, Lord God. Encourage them. Let them know right now, Lord God, that they are a chosen generation right now, Lord God, that you have made them right now, Lord God, in your son Jesus' image right now, Lord God. Let them know that they are worthy, worthy right now, Lord God, of your love right now, Lord God. And no matter what it might look like, Lord God, you still love them in spite of everything, Lord God. You love them. I pray right now and ask you to remove any and all signs of depression away from our children and our young people right now, Lord God. Let them stay positive and focused. Let them only be around positive people that speak in positivity, no negativity. No negativity. Right now, Lord God, I pray for positive thoughts. Right now, Lord God, just continue to encourage our young people and let them know, Lord God, that all they have to do is call on your son Jesus' name. Whenever they feel discouraged, let them call on your son Jesus' name. When they feel depressed, right now, Lord God, just cover them and open them up to all the wonderful things, Lord God, that you have in store for them right now, Lord God. Don't let them succumb to peer pressure. Don't let them listen to negative stuff right now, Lord God. Lord, help them clear their minds right now, Lord God. Let them keep their minds focused on you and your word right now, Lord Jesus. Lord, I praise you and I thank you right now, Lord God. Continue to cover them with the blood of Jesus and continue to put a hedge of protection around them. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Sister Annette, pray that no child will do drugs tonight. Hello, Sister Annette.
Yes. Yes.
We have the power. Yes, we have the power to decree a thing and command that day. So pray that no children do drugs tonight.
You want me to pray that no children be killed tonight? Is that what you're saying?
Kill and do drugs.
They not be killed from peer pressure or drugs?
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right, thank you. Father God of mercy, hope, and help, Lord God, we cry out to you today, God. Lord, your word declares that you are a very present help in the time of trouble. And, Father, these are troubled times. And, God, you see our children, Lord God, Father, wandering around like they are lost, Lord God. But, God, we cry out tonight, oh, God, for redemption, Lord God, that you redeem their lives, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. As we pray that you redeem their life from destruction, Lord. We pray, oh, God, that you crown them with loving kindness and tender mercies. Father God, we pray that you redeem them from drugs and peer pressure and suicide, Lord God. We just pray for their lives, that they will be spared in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just pray, Lord God, for a shift, oh, God, in the spirit, Lord God, in the atmosphere, that murder and violence, Lord God, would decrease, Lord God, that you would increase throughout the land. Oh, God, we just cry out, Lord God. We moan and groan in the spirit, asking you to hear our cry, oh, God, for our children, our grandchildren, Lord God. We cry out, Lord God. Oh, Father, we pray that drugs, Lord God, we know that they could do something about drugs, but God, you know a lot of things are about money, even guns and stuff. It's about money. But God, we pray for a change in America, Lord God. We're asking for righteousness to prevail because you said sin is a reproach. And so, God, we pray that there will be a change in our society, Lord God. Father, that these things that can be curtailed, that they would be curtailed so that our children would not be exposed to drugs and guns and violence, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we need programs for the children after school to keep them occupied. We need services, Lord God. And so, God, we cry out tonight, Father, that no child would be harmed. Oh, God, we pray that even today as we touch and agree, God, for a shift, Lord God, we pray for a turnaround, God, that we would not have to hear of those things and that you would spare their lives. Oh, God, let your light shine on our children, Lord God. Let your light shine
Oh, God, we cry out for your mercy today. And, Father, we speak life over them. You said the power of life and death is in the tongue. And so we speak life over them, God, asking you to redeem their lives. We thank you for the blood. And, Father, let garrisons of angels encamp around them, God, to keep them in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we'll be so careful to give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Sister G, pray for parents to watch children, what they are watching on TV and what they are watching on their cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Right after that, I want to open the lines to see if anyone has any special requests today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for parental supervision, that the parents wouldn't be in their room, the children in another room, but that they would watch the children, that they would help them, ask them what's going on, that they would know, oh, God, when their children, whatever their children are doing, they would know. If their children are on the cell phone, they would know who they're talking to. If they're on the iPad, they'll know what they're pulling up on their phones. So, Father, today for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do for the parents, for the children, help our children to be watched over daily in the name of Jesus, that they would not be neglected in the name of Jesus, but that they will watch them, would supervise them, would talk with them. I thank you for parents being able to talk to their children again and the children being able to talk to their parents. They would listen to their children, that they would build their children up. They would encourage their children in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for renewed relationships between parents and children in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, we unmuted the phone. If you could state your name, and we could pray for you real quick if you have a quick prayer request. But we have to move quick because we don't have a lot of time. So anyone on the line, state your name and, you know, if you have a prayer request.
Sister Irma.
This is Sister Laney. I am to direct the children's choir for Jackson Public School for their festival next week on Thursday and Wednesday, about 400 children. I need strength in my body and wisdom to know how to execute in such a way that God will help me to include some faith things across those 2 days. I need strength in my body, particularly in my knees.
Amen.
Wisdom and strength in my body.
Sister Irma, you were saying something right as Sister Laney before she was saying something. What did you say, Mother Irma?
I'm asking for prayer for the prisoners because there's so much drugs, you know, getting into the prison. And the guards, I have a son and a grandson that's a guard at the prison. And it's a lot of guards are committing suicide because of the things that they're seeing that going on. You know, the prisons killing each other and different things. So I was asking prayer for, the murdering of each other would stop.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus. Thanking you for Sister Laney. Lord, she has to be responsible for many, many children, hundreds of children coming up. But, Lord, she needs spiritual strength, physical strength, emotional strength. And we're asking you for guidance, Lord. Give her the guidance that she needs. We thank you that she is equipped to do it. But with your strength, she can do all things. I thank you for Mother Irma, Lord, who's grandson and son works in the prison, and they are seeing a lot of ungodly behavior. So we are praying against ungodly behavior. We are praying, Father God, that things will be straightened out in the prison system. In the name of Jesus, we are praying that you start with the babies, that the little ones, that their parents train them up in the way that they should go so they would not get prison sentences. Our children would not be locked up, shut down in prisons, oh God. They won't be walking the streets when it's dark, but they will be at home, peaceful, make them vulnerable,
for being at home when they need to get home. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you in Jesus' name. All right, next.
Amen. Sister G, I want to ask prayers now, and I want to solicit prayers from all of the adults, even the children that can pray. Our holy convocation is coming up April 5th, 6th, and 7th of the month of April. We're less than 2 weeks away, and we're seeking God for a supernatural move of God in this convocation, not just another gathering, but that God would have his way and manifest his power and glory in this convocation. That's my prayer.
Yes, Father, we thank you for Bishop Jones, Lord God. You have given, you said, to whom much is given, much is required, so he's stretched to the max. And, Lord, he's asking for the greater kingdom holy convocation, not just be a, you know, a regular occasion where people just join together, fellowship, but, Lord, that you move supernaturally, that you move mountains, that you move in such a way that when people leave, they will be changed. Change will come in their lives like never before. So, Father, we are thanking you for all you're going to do for the greater kingdom holy convocation, for the adults as well as the children, oh God. Bless them like never before. Let families come, oh God, from far and near. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing through Bishop as he prepares, oh God, as those, even those who are coming, we thank you for safety in the air, in the on the trains, the highways, the byways, the buses, the cars, the vehicles, that everything will be safe according to your will and your plan. Things will be done. I thank you that we're all keeping our eyes fixed on you for direction and guidance in Jesus' name. Amen. Anyone else? All right, well, we're getting ready to close out. We thank God for you all coming on today. We love you so much. There's one other person on here that I did not let me see. It's a 346 number. Could you give me your name, please? I'm not familiar with your number, 346. Okay. It seems as if it's a silent listener, but we pray for you too in the name of Jesus. So, Vivian, you want to close us out? Thank you so much for an excellent job as usual.
Thank you, Father God, for everyone that participated today to pray for the children. God, we pray your blessings upon them, Lord God. Father God, that, oh, Father God, whatever their hand touch, God, it'll be blessed. God, they'll be blessed in their coming in, uprising and sitting down. We come against Satan and every one of his tactics to try to tear them down, cause them to bow, God, but they will not bow. They'll continue to stand up for you, God. And we thank you for everything that you're going to do until we come again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And we love you all so much. We look forward to hearing you next week. God be with you, walk with you, talk with you, be a lamp and a light in your pathway. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
The B-I-B-L-E.